Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. We have heard a lot about food stamps and a lot about hunger issues in the news, especially with failure to pass a farm bill. And we talked to two individuals this morning from the food pantries to discuss an effort that they're doing to really challenge people to take the food stamp challenge, which is really allowing us to learn about the challenges that our neighbors are struggling with and something that they face each and every day. And it's a great pleasure to welcome our dear friends. Maggie Skinner is with us. Good morning, Maggie. How are you? Margie. Maggie.
Maggie, Joe.
How many years has it been? Good God. I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe.
It's
thank you.
Margie Skinner, and she is with us, and she is the president of the board. And Natasha joins us as well. And you are the executive director, and it's wonderful to have you with us as well. And it's Pernica, yes?
You got it.
All right, I didn't want to get two names wrong. Good Lord. Is her mic on? Yes, excellent. Welcome. How are you? So tell us what the food stamp challenge is.
Well, I am going to try to live on a food stamp budget for 5 days next week, Monday through Friday.
The 4th through the 8th are the dates that you've set up.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's giving me $4.50 a day, a whole day, to spend on all the food and drink that I have that day. It means no glass of wine with my dinner. I'm trying to figure out if I can afford coffee. But it's basically, that's what a food stamp budget is for one person. And I'm going to see if I can do it, see how far into the week I get before I run out of money and food. And I hope I get close to Friday. But it's going to be hard.
So the idea, of course, as I mentioned in the introduction, is really, Natasha, to learn about what your neighbors are facing. Mm.
Yeah, it's really to raise awareness about what our neighbors are facing in our community. Here in the areas that we serve, Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga County, there are approximately 58,000 people who struggle with food insecurity on a regular basis. What that basically means is they don't have enough resources to get food for an adequate diet on a regular basis. And many of those folks are on the SNAP program. Today, as you know, is a day when the SNAP benefits have decreased, and we're really anticipating that a lot of people are going to see an increased need for turning to food pantries as a resource to help them get through each month.
When you have, 53 food pantries throughout Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties, and obviously this is a lot of people. And we're only seeing those numbers go up, right?
They are. Since 2008, and then when the economic downturn happened, our food pantries have seen their service levels increase by 52%. Last year, the pantries distributed enough grocery items to provide 2.5 million meals. That's just right here in the Capital Region. So we are anticipating that the pantries are going to see, again, an additional increase now with the SNAP benefits decreasing coming up this week.
So when it comes to the that decrease, what are we talking about? How does it affect the average person?
Sure. So these are all averages we're working with.
Right.
So, you know, it might not seem a lot. They're saying, you know, the average meal right now before is $1.50 per individual. They're saying, okay, now it's going to be $1.40 per person. So it might not be we might not think of it as a large increase or decrease, but for those who are counting every penny,
right,
that will make a difference. In fact, I have
and $1.50 seems ridiculous. So
exactly.
It's hard to say, okay, then any less would be more suitable,
right,
than anything but
giving more to that issue.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I have, you know, a story from one of our pantries. This recent story kind of illustrates the challenges people are facing. One of the families that visits a pantry on a regular basis to kind of help get through each month. She's a single mom. You know, the dad left years ago. She has four children. They're all teenagers. She has a minimum wage part-time job. She utilizes the pantry once a month, and she said that, you know, her benefits, her food stamps are being cut, and she, at the same time, her hours at work are being cut. The pantry coordinator said that this woman was in tears, telling her story, stating that she really had no idea what she's going to do with less food stamps, as she has a hard time right now, currently trying to feed her family. You know, what are families supposed to do? Yeah. Where do they turn?
I mean, at this point, before the cut, and again, it's hard to imagine what the cut is going to mean, because it's 10 cents a meal, but it's 30 cents a day, and then it's times seven, $2 a week, yada, yada, yada. And right now, just the way the food stamps budget is, it doesn't cover your food needs for a month. It's usually about 3 weeks into the month, people run out of food, and that's why they go to food pantries. And so now they're just going to run out of food a day or two earlier is what it's really going to mean. And the food pantries are going to need to pick up that slack.
And you're having enough trouble doing what you already have to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
$133.42 on, again, these are all averages. These are all approximations. $31.50 a week, $4.50 a day, $1.50 a meal. And it is, so over this 5-day challenge, you say, okay, you have $133.42 and,
that's 7 days.
That's for $31.50 for a week.
Yeah. So that's 7 days. So we're only going to do it for
five. Yeah.
So it's a little bit less money, but it's at least two days less worth of eating.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is some of the statistics I found staggering. I mean, really quite incredible. And obviously, you all know this a lot better than I do. But 76% of those who get food stamps who are SNAP households have a child or an elderly person in the household, which especially with children seems to be. Really, because you want for everyone, obviously, but especially for children with nutrition.
Yeah, hunger really impacts children in a lot of ways. You know, it decreases their school performance, which, you know, sets them back in school. But there's a lot of health implications and developmental implications as well. Also, obesity and diabetes are associated with children not having a good, nutritious diet.
Yeah. You guys ran the movie "The Place at the Table," which I think was unbelievably shows this in terms of the health implications and again the developmental implications. What happens to kids that don't get enough food? And we can't keep doing this to people. Yeah,
part of the food for thought film series that we have over at the Linda, and we'll continue to do important films like that. The average length of time that a new participant stays on the program is 8 to 10 months, and that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a long time, and that's assuming that everything works out can get off.
Yeah. And I think that's stretching and getting longer because of the jobs not being out there. That people aren't finding jobs and getting back into the system. And again, many of the people collecting food stamps do have jobs. They're minimum wage jobs and they're part-time jobs. And so this has to supplement what they're earning. Yeah.
There's a statistic here, and maybe you can help me out with this. In America, each $1,000 increase in funding for food stamps creates or maintains 1.8 full-time jobs. What does that mean?
Well, part of that is the resources that it brings into the community for food. So people are spending more money in the economy for the food, so it helps boost things that way.
Like grocery stores, farmers, it just generates people buying food at
that
market
circle.
Price. Right, yeah, yeah.
And keeping everybody going. So so that there is an economic benefit to keeping it. And What do you think? I don't mean to undermine what you're doing, because it's incredibly important. But I mean, I can already tell you before I do this that it's going to suck, right? So I mean, like, you know,
exactly,
that, like,
right,
you know, yeah, that going in, that it's going to be horrible. So when you come out of it and you say, okay, I was right, yeah, man, that was really horrible, well, then what can we do?
I think one thing is, again, I've been on the board of the food pantries probably for 6 or 7 or 8 years now. And when I first came on, the deal was, we want to put ourselves out of business.
Right.
And now we just realize we're never going to put ourselves out of business. That the way the government and the attitude is going, that there's going to be more and more of a need for this. So what we're going to do is, I think, let people know that government is not covering what needs to be covered. That safety net is broken, and what we need to do, unfortunately, is to support the voluntary sector and you know, build the safety net without counting on government to do it for us.
Yeah, and to add to that, I think for people to get involved, really, we're trying to raise awareness so people understand. You know, people aren't buying filet mignon and champagne with the SNAP benefits. I mean, they're having to stretch their resources. So really, it's to raise awareness. And if people want to get involved in this, we encourage people to do food drives, fund drives to support their local food pantries by volunteering, and also talking to their representatives, because the SNAP benefits are at risk of being decreased even further. And locally, we're fortunate that Congressman Tonko is very supportive of maintaining the SNAP benefits, but we encourage people to reach out and let their representatives know how they feel and how important it is to feed those that are struggling.
Recently honored at your Harvest Dinner, Congressman Tonko. And one of the things I know our church is doing is they say, okay, we'll figure out what your average day is now, and then do this, and then the money that you save, take that money and give to your food pantry.
Terrific.
So, which is a great idea as well.
Yeah.
Of
it would be great
aside.
If we could turn the political spectrum around, but it just seems it's not going to happen. And if so, we are counting on more volunteers to work and volunteers to donate, and as Natasha said, collect food and things like that.
So thefoodpantries.org is the best way to find out information?
Yes, thefoodpantries.org.
Find out information. It's November 4th through the 8th. Help them take the food stamp challenge. I've said this to you before, I'll say it again. The work that you all do is so important and so incredible, and it's amazing seeing how all of you come together and make a difference. And I thank you so much for the great work, and best of luck in this effort as well.
Thank you, Joe.
Always
Thanks.
A pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.